Good morning, this is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I'm calling because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
No, it's I got COVID, so I haven't been able to work.
I'm sorry.
And it'll be
that,
next Tuesday. I go back to the doctor to test again to see if I'm clear.
Okay, so you're getting tested next Tuesday. So let me make the note here. In the meantime, I want to give you a couple of options. Your program for $229 monthly includes $100 worth of Google Ads. So since you haven't been working and things are tight right now, we could remove the Google Ads, and that would lower your past due amount to just $129. And with that package, you're still on the first page of Google locally. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So a lot of people will go to that package if they hit a tight spot, because you could always call back later and put those ads on if you wanted to.
Okay. But you wouldn't be able to run anything until I get back to work, sweetie. Because right now, one of my other payments even hit, and I'm in the negative until I get deposited for another job.
Right, I understand. So because you're in the negative, when you do get deposited for another job, do you think the 129 would be easier, or do you want to keep it at the 229?
We'll do the 129 in the beginning.
Okay, but we'll just have
to wait. Add the ads back after I get back up on my feet.
That's what I was thinking would be a good option for you. Okay, so I'll notate the account that will take the ads off for now, and that way at least you'll get the account active a little bit sooner than later. And then in the meantime, I hope everything goes well with your test on Tuesday. Was the COVID really bad for you, or was it?
I did not get the chest and the sinuses and stuff. I got like somebody beat me up.
Really?
Oh my God,
wow.
I've been in so much pain. My body, especially my back, it just feels like somebody took a baseball bat to my back.
Wow.
And
that's scary, because you know how it hits everybody differently. You know, I haven't heard that before. Wow.
And I've even been, I've even had both of the Pfizer shots.
And it hit you that hard, huh?
It's just like someone beat the tar out of me.
Oh, my goodness.
And just kind of a little bit, disoriented, no appetite, and a little bit off balance because I'm hurting so bad.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that. So, well, try to drink some. I recently had COVID at the end of May, and it hit me just like a flu. It wasn't as bad as you described. But what helped me a lot was I drank some echinacea tea with Manuka honey in it. It's all natural. My son brought it to the house, but I'm telling you, it helped me so much. And it would even help with the body aches when I drank that. So I think
my wife has been making me the old school hottie toddies.
Yeah. Oh, you have a smart wife. I love that. That's awesome. Yeah, those hottie toddies, they have all the cinnamon in them.
She just kept up with it.
Oh, good. Well, see, you're in good hands. See, the mom in me always wants to take care of everyone, but you're already in good hands.
Yeah. And my mom just calls and says, "How you feeling?"
Oh, that's funny. Oh, wow. I love her already. She's straight to the point. That's awesome.
My mama's a trooper, though. She's battled cancer twice in her life, and she has overcome and in remission from two separate types One of them, she's been in remission since 2000. The other one, she's been in remission since 2014. So my mama is a little trooper.
Was it
so
the
we
same
don't
type
let her come around. Even if we
it...
got the sniffles, we don't let her come around us.
I agree. Yeah, you got to protect mama after she's been through that. She's a strong lady. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Good
mm-hmm.
for her. Oh, well, thank you for sharing that, and thank you for the laugh this morning. I definitely enjoyed talking to you, Ashley.
Yeah.
And then I'll put some notes here, and if I don't hear from you, a matter of fact, let me send you, I'll send you an email that says your account, and it just talks about the payment failing, but it will have my extension on it, which is 777. So if anything changes, you can call me directly, but if I don't hear from you...
Are you sending that to MDA Rocks?
Let me look at the email that we have on file. Hold on one second. Yep, MDA Rocks 5270.
Can I get you to switch over to my business account?
Of course. What's the business email?
It's all lowercase. My name is Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, at A... N as in Nathaniel, J as in Jada, handyman.com.
Got it. Ashley at A, N as in Nancy, J as in Jada, handyman.com, correct?
Yep.
Excellent. Okay, so I already had sent it to the first email, but I'll resend it to the second one just so that you have it. And then if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up with you in a week or so, okay?
Right, because, see, I'm much better at checking the work email than I am the personal because the personal gets so much junk.
Oh, yeah, I have an email like that, too. It has, like, 10,000 in it, and if someone sends me something, it gets buried, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, I just resent it to your work email, and moving forward, Ashley, any emails that are corresponding to your program with us will start going to the work email rather than the personal, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good rest of your day, and I hope you feel better.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Bye-bye.